Afternoon. Today is Saturday, the 4th of December 2010, and it's 12:30 in Malta, 11:30 I think in the UK. Just thought I'd do a quick audio boo just to talk about cabfortweet.com, which I set up, when was it? Was it yesterday or the day before? I think it was, God, time flies, doesn't it? It was yesterday I actually finished it. Yeah, I did a little bit on it on Thursday night, but finished it. I spent sort of, I don't know, about 7 or 8 hours knocking it up yesterday. And it's now live. So take a look at cabfortweet.com if you're not already there, because of course you could be there, because I've integrated this audio boo not only on my main blog at cabfornow.com, that's cab and then the digit for now.com. It's integrated there, but it's also integrated nicely on Cab for Tweet. Far, far nicer, actually, that you can get it on cabfornow.com, because cabfornow.com is actually a WordPress.com hosted blog. Cab for Tweet, though, is on a self-hosted arrangement through one of my servers that I've got in the UK. So anyway, enough of that. Let's put all that to one side. And I'm just going to talk about Cab for Tweet and why I set it up. The why. I was bored. I thought I'd have a go at it. I'm going to be using Cab for Tweet for something else, probably early 2012. But, you know, I wanted to make use of something. I've got it there, so got the space to do something with it. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if I could set up a system which was largely automated and it fed my tweets in at Cab for Now directly into it, and then I could comment further on any tweets that I felt like at a later time. That's why I did it. And then it occurred to me, well, perhaps I could feed in other people's tweets from, you know, perhaps relevant to the theme of cab driving in London, or perhaps travel related tweets and stuff like that. And it was really easy to do. I took the RSS feed from Twitter and about 50 odd people in the UK, and it just fed in. It started working straight away. So I did a few extra things to it, because, you know, once I got stuck in, I thought, well, what else can I do with this? So if you're at cabfortweet.com now, there's a rather simple looking navigation bar in the top right hand corner. Well, it's simple, but it does a hell of a lot. If you click it, which I've just done now, you'll see that you've got a follow me Twitter button up the top, pretty standard, and the launch date. And then you've got a little player there for audio boo. You've also got a live stream of, currently it's set on London taxi being the search term, and those tweets are coming in live from Twitter, although it seems to be stuck at the moment. Doesn't seem to be refreshing, don't quite know why, but nevertheless. Then we've got Cab for Tweet conversations, any conversations that go on at Cab for Tweet on Twitter, and then there's a little date facility. You've got a little calendar there, which you can click on a particular date, and even though it wasn't started till yesterday, you can actually go right back. I tried, I think it was February of this year, 2010, and it's somehow managed to pull in tweets from then, so that's fantastic. Also tells you how many visitors. That doesn't seem to be working quite right at the moment, but nevertheless, I dare say it will come up. And then if you want to search yourself, you can do that. See what tweets have been archived for you at cabfortweet.com, and you do that in the little box there. Pretty self-explanatory. You then just hit the arrow, I think it is, or just hit return. And you can search your username, you can search a particular topic, search whatever you like, and it will come up with the results page. Then you've got the Cab for Tweet likes, all of the blogs or sites that I like. Obviously, you've got to have Addison Lee there, because that's probably who I'll be working with the early part of next year. Then you've got Cab Trade News, great blog, read it whenever it's updated. Cab for Now blog, obviously that's mine. Cab for Tweet on Twitter, London Cab Drivers Club, and the Anderson Shelter, which broke a rather concerning story about taxi media. If you haven't already spotted it, check my tweets, because I tweeted about it, and there was a link to the letter that they received from a Manchester cab driver. But I think it could affect London cab drivers, because obviously you have advertising on your cab, so may well affect London cab drivers. Then you've got all the contributors. Okay, they're all there, every one of them. If you're not there and you want to be,